This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Eric Ralph of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Eric, what's taking place in the grains?
Still seeing a little bit more pressure today. We thought maybe we had a little turnaround Tuesday and, turnaround synthetic Tuesday yesterday. And then today we're seeing a little more weakness across the board. Corn's down a little bit. That's mainly driven by wheat being lower. And then you got beans down again because of the rains in Brazil. So a little bit of a drag, kind of a heavy market to start the year here, especially when we gap open on the soybeans to start the week and the year on Tuesday. And just having a hard time recovering from the idea that Brazil is not going to benefit immensely from the rainfall that they've seen and that they're forecasted to continue to see for the next week or so.
You mentioned that with wheat kind of taking a downturn recently after what we saw really going into the Christmas break. What do you think is driving that, Eric?
Well, I think you had a lot of impression that the U.S. crop was going to be struggling a little bit. The drought monitor didn't look good up until about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. You look at the plain states and even some of the eastern corn belt where the SRW wheat is grown. And the drought monitor didn't look promising. It thought, okay, everybody's focusing on it's dry. That's driving prices higher. And then we kind of leveled off there as we saw some forecasts coming in that we were going to get more moisture. Started hearing reports of improved conditions in Argentina and in Canada, both. And so we just kind of leveled off and traded sideways there for a few weeks. And then some rainfall came. And now you're seeing a little bit of a dip back here. And hopefully it's nothing more than a retracement setback. And we'll see a little back and fill action and hopefully move a little higher, especially for the sake of these producers who are staring at a price that is nothing like what they thought they were going to get when they decided to plant the crop.
That was Eric Ralph with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Hi, my name is Lauren Botine, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for 4.5 years now. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it allows employers and customers to have a peace of mind knowing that they have a trusted agronomic advisor and partner helping them in the field. The CCA program's rigorous continuing education, informational updates, and highest ethical standards provides comfort to customers in the field knowing that I am equipped to address various agronomic topics and trends. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
March corn down a half cent at 464 and three quarters. March soybeans down 8.5 at 1268 and a half. On the Merck, February live cattle down 80 cents at 171.05. January feeder cattle down 17 cents at 225.90. February lean hogs up 25 cents at 65.55. February pork cutout down 82 cents at 79 even. And class 3 milk up a cent at 15.32. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.